This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, here on this 75th anniversary of D-Day, to great radio stations all across America. As you well know, we broadcast to a number of cities and locales where there's a military base or a naval installation right there by them. And we want to let the military men and women know, listening to us right now all across America and around the world, that we thank you sincerely for your service to America and to the World War II generation, to those guys and gals that were involved in the landing at Normandy and all the support roles. We appreciate everything you've done. You are and still remain the greatest generation of all time. And to our first responders, the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, the hospital and ER room workers, the Border Patrol 911 dispatchers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. By the way, a lot of people don't realize that the U.S. Coast Guard was operating a lot of those landing craft over there in Normandy that were bringing the troops ashore. Now, to all the people that are working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, as well as the construction workers and bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, we want to thank them for all they do to keep America rolling along, too. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All sorts of goodies and things over there you can take a part in and save you some money in the process, too. And all by the way, you can follow us on Facebook, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, or you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captains America. Well, at this time, I'm going to play the national anthem as a dedication and an honor for the D-Day veterans, many of whom have passed away, but for the ones that are living, for the families that remember, this is for them.
Tuesday, the 6th of June, 1944, were a key moment in World War II. The aim? To invade German-occupied Western Europe and ultimately defeat Adolf Hitler. 156,000 Allied troops, mainly from the UK, US and Canada, crossed the Channel that day and over 6,000 ships, making it the biggest ever seaborne invasion. So what happened? Overnight, planes and warships bombarded German defences along the coast. Meanwhile, paratroopers landed behind those beaches to capture key roads and bridges. This all paved the way for the beach landings. Starting at 6:30 in the morning, Allied forces landed on a 50-mile stretch of coast, divided into five sectors: Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword. Fighting was fierce, and over 4,000 Allied soldiers were killed. By the end of that day, they hadn't got much further than the beaches. But over the coming months, the Allies pushed forward into France. By the beginning of September, Paris was captured. And within a year, the Second World War was over.
All right, and think about that. Think about that for a second, because joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does D-Day mean to you?
Well, it means that the West, the United States, the Western Europe, Great Britain, we were all rescued from the horrors of Hitler and all that Hitler was trying to rain down upon Europe and even throughout the world. And so because of what was done on D-Day, we today are free in this country. And this is something that we should never, ever forget, ever.
Well, it was the greatest generation, and the greatest generation is disappearing rapidly, and we need to remember you are right. And unfortunately, the things that happened there, the reason it happened, how we got ourselves in that situation, the true story is not being told anymore, and it's another situation where our schools are not teaching what they need to be teaching when it comes to what D-Day and what Normandy was all about. And to be honest with you, if it hadn't been for my dad saying what he said to me just before I shipped out and went to Vietnam, I wouldn't have known what he did on that day when his unit, the 82nd Airborne, got dropped in the wrong drop zone, and about 25% of his men were not where they were supposed to be, and they lost about half of their complement of military that were either shot out of the sky by the Germans who saw them coming down, or shot and killed hanging in trees and on power lines and poles and houses and on church steeples and all that stuff. That is, in fact, what happened to his outfit. And to all those people that have jumped, the paratroopers, special shout-out to you. We all know what it's like to wear those wings on your chest. All right, hold that thought there, Ron. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we're going to be talking about some different things today. Obviously, D-Day is in front of everybody's minds. But we've got some other things to talk about because the border, the personnel there are overwhelmed. It's not getting any better. What are we going to do? Is Mexico going to step up? We'll have that conversation when we come back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You betcha. Thank you very much, my very good friend Wayne Allyn Root. He's got the number one television show on Newsmax every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. It's called War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root show. All right. Let's go back over here to Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. But before we do that, I got to remind everybody today, I'll be down in Bradenton for lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. And that store is located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. I'll be there from noon to 1:30. If you haven't heard about the Groveside Cafe, that's because it's the hidden gem in Bradenton, and that's exactly what I'm calling it. And Mixon's loves their local regulars. So stop the line. Call ahead. Place an order. 941-748-5829. 941-748-5829. Remember, all of their bread is made fresh on premises, and they use the highest quality ingredients. You want a forklift burger? Got it. Large and in charge. The Amazing Superman. The Nightclub Subs. That BLT, one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had, and I can taste it now because I'm going to have it for lunch. Grandma's Pot Roast as well, a great sandwich. And the renowned Cuban sandwich, incredibly delicious. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. See you for lunch today, 12 noon to 1:30. Be down there in Bradenton. All right. Did it make you hungry, Mr. Ron?
I am now.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you listen to me and I talk about food. Okay, now, not to be outdone or misplaced, we have a horrible situation going on at our border. And yesterday we had the acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders give a report, and it was a dire report to say the least, because he said America's border crisis has reached another milestone today. He called it stunning. 144,278 illegal immigrants were apprehended or deemed inadmissible at our southern border last month. That May figure represents a 32% spike from April and marks the third straight month in a row with 100,000 apprehensions and admissibles. Now, this means that so far this fiscal year, the CBP has detained more than 680,000 such migrants in this fiscal year alone. Did you know that that's more than the entire population of the city of Miami, Florida?
Yes, I did know. I do know that.
Isn't that something?
It's you know what, though? As bad as that is, and as horrible as these countries are that are sending all of these people into our republic.
Yeah, I'm coming from Africa now.
You know who the real bad apple in all of this is? The worst of the worst? It is the United States Congress. Because
yeah.
They refuse to help this president. They're the ones who legislate. And they purposely sit on their backsides and just don't care about we the people because they want to flood this country with these illegals for their political gain, which means the destruction of this country.
Yeah.
It is now getting to a tipping point, my friends, that if we don't hurry up, and I mean very quick, our republic will be permanently damaged by too many people that have come here who have no interest, by the way, of being Americans. They're not assimilating whatsoever.
Nope.
And even when you couple that, our legal immigration is too big.
Yep.
Legally, 1.5 million coming into this country every day. We don't even take breaks legally so that the people that are here have a chance to assimilate. We are cursing ourselves by continuing to elect individuals in Congress who don't give a darn about
your neighbor and our friend up there in Michigan, LJ, is chiming in and say, so what do we do? Do we go protest and knock on Nancy Pelosi's door and block the hallways in Congress? Do we have a petition to remove people? What do we do? How do we do this? The frustration is just unbelievable.
I think we do have to en masse. I'm serious. En masse, do exactly what LJ's saying. Show up and tell these people we're the boss. Remember, on that document, it says we the people, the biggest letters on there. We're the bosses. We have to really en masse let these people know we're not stupid. We're not dummies. We are Americans first, and we want you to do your jobs or get out.
Mm. Okay, and I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, of course, the border personnel are beyond being overwhelmed. It's a disaster of immense proportions. The military has been called in to try to assist, but they can't do what needs to be done when it comes to enforcement. All they can do is just stay behind the scenes and help out as little as they can.
They're not even hiring enough people. They're not even hiring people. They're purposely wasting money everywhere else in the world. And not even protecting our border, not even hiring enough people to do their job. You've got Border Patrol people down there now feeding these babies that are being brought over into this country. They show these warehouses where they've got diapers, Pablum,
yep.
All this stuff. It's crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. And the Border Patrol, when they have to do that, they can't do their job on the border, which is to actively, pardon me, patrol the border and stop the flow of drugs and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And there's still plenty of that coming into the country.
Absolutely. And look, you've got diseases here that were wiped out of this country. Wiped out. And you've got typhoid. You've got the bubonic plague they think is coming into this country now because of the, look at the conditions in Los Angeles.
By the way, have you heard what Nancy Pelosi, the latest she's had to say?
What does that walking joke have to say?
Nancy Pelosi said, and I quote, and this is coming from numerous Democratic sources that were in a meeting that she had with her people, I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison, meaning the president, according to multiple Democratic sources familiar with the meeting. Instead of impeachment, Pelosi still prefers to see Trump defeated at the ballot box and then prosecuted for his alleged crimes, according to the numerous Democratic sources that have come forward to tell Politico that story.
Well, technically, she and her gang are the ones who are the criminals. They are the ones who are aiding and abetting illegal criminals coming into this country. And the last time I checked, they're not following the letter of the law of their jobs. And maybe they should be the ones in jail.
Yeah, and whatever they accuse us of, they're guilty of themselves.
They're doing it. Absolutely. It's crazy.
But again, going back to the illegal immigration and the changing face of illegal immigration, which certainly is all part of the scenario, families, unaccompanied children, you know, 88,676 family units were apprehended during the month of May, and of them, 25% weren't even families. It was a situation where men had rented children or had become part of a family and offered them money or whatever to get into the country as posing as the husband. And they weren't married. And of the kids, 11,893 weren't related to the people that they were with, according to the DNA test.
No, absolutely. That's a big business. It's a huge business. Rent a child. Get into the United States. See, we've got to change these laws, Captain. And they're not willing to even sit down on their dusty behinds and simply make changes to particular laws. That could go a long way towards helping the president secure our borders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, unbelievable. And our friend, our Uncle Rick in Bradenton, is remembering someone by the name of Colonel Matt Urban, who had received 4 Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, Bronze Star with V clusters, the Medal of Honor. He was a World War II soldier. He attacked, attacked many Third Reich defenders, passed away in Holland, Michigan. So we remember that Medal of Honor winner, Colonel Matt Urban. And we've also got somebody else chiming in here, Judy in Sarasota, the tribute to the Greatest Generation. She appreciates us doing that. And she said, I hope that we all realize the greatness in deeds and their sacrifices.
Absolutely, we do, or at least some of us do.
Those, well, we get it.
Who were taught, you know, and there's another problem. It's our government school system that
yep.
paves the way for all of this that is going wrong in this country, including the purposeful dumbing down of our children so that they don't remember this stuff.
Yep, so
and
true.
If you don't remember your history, you're bound to repeat your mistakes.
Yep. So. And again, I get it. I understand what the schools are doing. I hate to even admit the fact that I do. But you ask them different questions about things that you would think they should know about, and they don't know.
No, they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, one last little thing here before we have to move on, and I have to say adios and all that, is we know we need more people on the border. I don't know what the solution is going to be. I guess more military are going to the border, huh?
Well, if they can do their job on the border. I mean, they said that they were sending more military before. What are they doing?
Well, they sent 1,000 recently that went down there, but they're doing it in like groups. You know, they're not sending them all at one time. Okay, we got to run, so I'll talk to you on the weekend show, I do believe.
Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate you and your comments today. And I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said on Wednesday that progress was being made in talks with Mexico to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. and would continue on Thursday. But unless an agreement can be reached, a 5% tariff on Mexican goods would begin on Monday. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says the rise in migrants is because of the president's rhetoric.
President Trump, you have kept saying you're going to seal the border. Every time you do that, the coyotes advertise and there's a surge. It's gone from 30 to 40,000 a month now to 150,000 a month because of you.
President Trump in Ireland.
The prime minister's done a fantastic job and we've become friends over the last fairly short period of time and great relationship to Ireland, I think as good as it's ever been, maybe better.
Trump's visit comes between commemorations for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. One event was Wednesday in England, the second Thursday in Normandy, France. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And today, just like it has been just about all week long, it's going to be hot. We did have some rain yesterday hit us yesterday afternoon after 2 p.m. And it was a welcome sight for many different places. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to certainly get things a little bit damp. Now, today, it'll be partly sunny with, again, a chance of scattered thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon. The winds will be out of the southeast at 5 to 10 knots. There'll be a sea breeze most of the day. We'll have a sea of 1 to 2 feet. Right now, it's pretty smooth out there, but it'll develop into a light chop with the waves of 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature remains at 90 degrees, and the bay water temperature stays right there at 87 degrees. Now, we had our high tide at 3:53 a.m., and our low tide is coming around here in the next hour, just before 7 o'clock. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise amongst all of the 175 franchises that Freedom Boat Club has across the country, including the two in Canada. Now, we've got 400 boats right here. And the great thing about it is you can join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And with the reciprocity that you'll enjoy being a member of the Freedom of Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you'll also be able to use that reciprocity anywhere across the country at any of the locations. Now, right now, 23 locations to serve you, including 2 locations in the Villages. And everybody that knows anything about Florida knows what the Villages are all about. Also, if you join right now, you'll save $1,000 off the one-time membership fee if you qualify as either active duty Army, a veteran, a first responder, whether you're active or retired, a 911 dispatcher too, or you work in the medical profession in any capability, doctor's office. You could be a secretary. You could be the doctor, the nurse, nurse practitioner, lab tech, a hospital, any capacity, admissions clerk. Maybe you're an orderly. Maybe you are in maintenance. Work for a hospital, you're in. Work for a convalescent or a nursing home, you're in. Home health aide, you're in. Okay, so there you go. You save $1,000 off the membership right here, and as far as I know, the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay is the only franchise that's doing that in the National Freedom Boat Club system of 175 affiliates. So, check them out online by going to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for some more savings, too, along the line. Now, in honor of D-Day, we had a television series when I was growing up that was on every week that a lot of us watched. And this is one of the most famous songs to come out of the World War II, any type of news stories or anything like that. When you heard this song, you knew right away it was taking you to World War II. That is the NBC orchestra that was playing that music on the Victory at Sea series, which appeared on NBC television many years ago. And that's really something in the time, the days and age in which we live right now, for sure. And I'll tell you what, it's just an unbelievable circumstance that we sit here on this day, myself included, and I can reflect back and remember, and everybody knows somebody somewhere along the line. Everybody knows somebody somewhere along the line who actually was a part of D-Day. Whether it was an aunt, whether it was an uncle, whether it was your mother, whether it was your father, cousin, whatever. Everybody knows somebody. And certainly we remember them on this day and all the different scenarios that we have to offer with D-Day. 156,000 assembled. And that didn't count the paratroopers that got dropped behind the enemy lines at 48 minutes past midnight on this morning. So think about what you were doing at 48 minutes past the hour. Think about what you were doing. And think about what's going on right now. By the way, just to lighten up the mood a little bit, I got something here that is I got it yesterday from a listener, and I want to thank him for giving me this. So, Now you know the rest of the story. Okay, let me go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Jerry Stewart. I'm calling from Bedford, Virginia, and I'm calling for the captain.
That's me, and you're on the air live, Jerry, and thank you for calling in. Now, you are synonymous to some names that we have here. Every time there's a holiday of some sort, you have a special and a feature that comes on. Now, you were over in Normandy, is that correct?
Yes, we spent the last 2 days at the memorial talking with the veterans, just doing interviews, talking with folks, and we're now sitting in the parking lot close by a local business, and they're telling us we got to park over here to get a ride up to the memorial. Today they're being very, very careful, of course, because the vice president's going to be there.
Yeah.
And so they're having all media go in and set up all of our gear, then leave way down here and be shuttled back up. But, oh, man, I wish you were here.
Well, I do, too, because my dad jumped over Normandy with the 82nd Airborne, and everybody knows what happened to them. His unit took multiple casualties. About half of his men died. They lost 25% of the 82nd that day by being dropped in the wrong place. And, of course, it's something that I didn't know about till I got my orders to go to Vietnam, and then my dad finally broke down and told me what happened to warn me that hopefully I'd be okay, because if I did what he suggested, I'd never have to worry.
Wow. Wow. Well, I can tell you, I was able to interview four of the D-Day veterans a few years back. I think all but one now have passed away. And one of the men that I interviewed, I'm not sure which division or regiment he was in, but he was a paratrooper.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me a part of the story that you just shared with me and talked about just how uncertain it was, because, you know, this was something that, honestly, they had no idea if it was even going to work.
Right. Now, can you stay with us for about 5 minutes or so?
Sure I can.
All right, because...
right in the parking lot.
Okay, because yeah, I'm about to take a break here. It's a hard break, and I can't get out of it. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what it is that you're seeing over there in Normandy.
Okay.
And certainly the greatest generation. I've been emphasizing all morning long, Jerry, that this is the greatest generation. They're dying off. We're never going to see them again. So we really need to remember how we got to where we're at right now and who did it for us.
Boy, you're not kidding. I'll be right here.
All right, well, you hang on just a second. And, folks, we are going to be taking a break. I got a hard break coming up right here. The Captain's America Third Watch, of course, it is a very momentous day. A lot of people regard this as their Memorial Day in some senses, especially the World War II veterans. You know, obviously, on Memorial Day, we remember those that died. But today, we remember that special group of heroes that went into Normandy and was the beginning of the end for the Germans and all the hordes and the horrible natures that they had done on the people. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Interviewed all those witnesses, took all those depositions, had all those investigators, spent $25, $30 million. Why do I need to come and testify again? What's the point?
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And a special shout out to all the military men and women listening in today, and especially the members and relatives of the greatest generation that took part in D-Day. This is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. I've got a number of friends, and I'm going to bring Jerry Stewart right back on the line again. Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. Now, I told you during the break that I've got some friends, 10th Special Forces, as well as some other fellas. Remember the horse soldiers? Did you ever see or hear about Scott Neal and the horse soldiers in Afghanistan?
I've read some about that, yes. I think I saw the movie, too.
Yeah, well, his entire group that lives right here in the Tampa Bay area and elsewhere was part of the group taking place, jumping over Normandy last night and today and the day before when we were doing the practice jumps. And there was a 97-year-old paratrooper from the 82nd Airborne. His name escapes me. I may remember it in a minute. But he jumped tethered into one of those horse soldiers, and it was quite something to watch him come down. That was the highlight of his career. He said, "The last time I did it, they were shooting at me."
Yeah, 300. I think didn't they bail out at 300 feet when they were...
In some cases, they did. Yes, sir. They dropped them too low. They dropped them in the wrong LZs. Oh, what a mess. They landed them in a town right in the middle of a German garrison. It never should have happened. They also dropped some of them in the flooded fields where they drowned and had no chance at all. I mean, it was a terrible mess. My dad told me that they had half of his men were killed or wounded, and they actually lost 25% of their unit.
Wow. Well, the gentleman that I interviewed, that has been... He jumped and landed, and one of the parachutes with one of the supply boxes landed on him.
Wow.
Knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
He said when he woke up, he couldn't find his clicker, and there was a fellow in the dark standing over him saying, "What's the password?" And he said he'd been knocked goofy, couldn't remember the password.
Mm-hmm.
So then he just started telling the guy, screaming at his childhood history, anything to make the guy realize that he was one of the good guys, and finally the guy said, "Man, I almost shot you."
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of what was going on. But, you know, the amazing thing is every time that I interview any of the veterans, and I've talked with the fellows who were at the Bataan Death March,
right.
I've talked to the fellows that were at the Battle of the Bulge, and they're all talking down what they're doing, and they're all talking about what someone else did. I mean, That is amazing.
Well, we'll tell you to a man, just about every one of us, the heroes are the ones that didn't come back. It's not the ones that are surviving. You can give us all the medals you want, but the medals need to go to the guys that died. They're the ones.
Yeah, one of the most gut-wrenching interviews that I've done in my career is I interviewed a mother who her son died in Vietnam just 10 days before he was to go home. And she was busy doing some shopping on Thanksgiving Day. And she came home to her house, and there was her husband and the local pastor and a representative from the Army that was there. And she had to learn on Thanksgiving Day that her son was not coming home.
Yeah, no, and I've got a very good friend who's a Gold Star dad who I just had lunch with the other day with retired CENTCOM deputy commander under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, Intel. We had lunch the other day over to one of our local places here in town where I get together with a group of people every Tuesday, and you know, it's quite a fraternity, if you will, and we all respect each other, and we all know that the guys and gals that came before us gave us the opportunity to do the things that we're doing today.
Yeah, boy, and I feel so honored. I've been doing this for 23 years, and every time I have an interview, whether the person was a mechanic,
yep,
whether they were a supply sergeant or what.
And, of course, we're a live overnight show, and we're winding down to about the last 6 minutes of the program here, but we're a live overnight show, and right now over there it's daylight, so they get the daytime, and a lot of times we're talking to them as they're getting up and rising and shining, going to duty and all that stuff. And we've had a number of people, including from Israel, chime in and let us know different things that were going on that we don't even hear about because our media doesn't want to tell us what's going on in Israel, what's really going on there.
That's true. I can tell you something. When every person there, they are so thankful for America. And you know what? They love President Trump. They love President Trump.
And I'll tell you what, and I'll have to let you go after this. I noticed that there was a great big demonstration with thousands of people for President Trump over there near Buckingham Palace. And all the media could show was the demonstration with about 1,000 people in it against President Trump. That's all I could say. Well, there you go. I mean, this is what they do. Negative news, negative news, negative news all the time.
And for them to think that they're doing one bit of good for our country by doing that, They're so wrong. It's so sad that they just do not get it. They don't get it.
Well, as I like to say on this program, Jerry, and I thank you very much for calling in and letting us know what was going on, we are all Americans first, and everything else comes after that.
You're exactly right. One nation under God, and we need to be praying to the Lord every day to have mercy on our souls and on our nation and to continue to protect us.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and I wish you Godspeed, and I'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
God bless you, man. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. And that's Jerry Stewart, and you hear him doing the different specials on the holidays here on the Salem Radio Network. That's who he's affiliated with, and he also has on many of these independent stations that are along the line, too, that you hear his specials when he comes on. Now, this last segment of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, don't forget, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repair, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment and tell them the captain sent you. Now, today, again, I will be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I'll be down there, have lunch with the captain, our series down there. And I will be there from 12 noon to 1:30. Looking forward to seeing many of you folks that are listening to me right now there. And we would like to see especially the World War II vets. If you want to stop by, we'd like to shake your hand and tell you thank you for what you did, because that's the greatest generation. We're not afraid to say it, and we're not afraid to let people know about you, even though there's some people that are still trying to rewrite history for some reason, but not on our watch, not on this show, not at all. It is not going to happen. And let me just tell you that I'm going to finish the program today with a little something. It'll be a short, redacted version of Bobby Palermo. And this is his "You Are Heroes Through and Through."
I don't care what they say, I would never leave or throw it all away. It's my home, it's my sweet home, America. Someone to leave, such a disgrace. They forget the heroes buried in their place. They sacrifice. They gave their lives for America.
Alrighty, we gotta run. We'll see you all tonight. I'll see you down in Bradenton today at Mixon Fruit Farms. Have a great day. Remember, it's D-Day, 75 years later. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.